Hey guys, it's Coop here. And one of my biggest challenges as a mentor is getting you to create more content. The reality is that media is more than your safety net. It is your platform. Without publishing content, nobody knows who you are or even what you do. Most of your friends probably don't even know that you own a gym. And nobody in your town knows why your gym is better. So for years, I've been saying you got to produce more content. We have courses on how to produce better content. We have editorial calendar samples that you can use. We have every tool that you could possibly use except for a content model. And so today I'm going to give you a content model that will get you started, get you in practice of creating daily content. And instead of just telling you why you need to do this, I'm going to tell you exactly what to do every single day. And once you get this habit down, you can just continue it forever. And if you want to expand your content, start doing more long form, add a blog, add a podcast, whatever, I don't care. One thing though, is that I need you to publish this content on a platform that you own. You do not own YouTube. You do not own Facebook or Instagram or TikTok. Somebody else owns those platforms. And so any content that you post on those platforms is temporary. It's going to go away, or at least people will stop seeing it. If you publish this content on a platform that you own, like your website, it will always be there. And forget about improving SEO. You just want to have a bank of stuff that you can draw on. So, and I'll share this just with you tinkers. Our blog content was new every single day for the first 6 years that Two Brain Business was around. This year, we're mostly repeating last year's blog content because it was so good. Two-thirds of it was written by other mentors, but all of it really stuck with people. And so we have this refining process, and the refining process right now is use our greatest hits. And so that's what we publish to the blog. So here's the framework. You're going to publish content 5 days a week on a platform that you own. Now, if video is what you want to do, then by all means, publish this stuff on YouTube, but then embed it on a platform that you own, okay? Embed the video onto your blog. If you're better off talking and you want to do a podcast, great, publish it to Apple Podcasts, but then embed it on your website. You always want to direct people to your website, get them off social media, get them off Instagram, Facebook, and onto your website. That is like the growing number one most important part of marketing that people have not figured out, is how to get their audience off of the platform that they're on and onto the platform that you own. Okay, here's the framework. Monday, motivation. Give people a reason to come to your gym and work out this week. That reason could be because they should. That reason could be a motivational post about a member who's gotten results. But the post, Motivational Monday, doesn't have to be called Motivational Monday. That's just the theme. You want to give them a reason, right? So here is why you need to work out this week. You can write a blog about it. You can do a podcast. You can interview somebody motivational. You can do a video. Here's why I want to see you in the gym this week. You can do a preview of your programming. As long as you tell people, here's how it will help you. In fact, that's a great post to do. Here is our programming this week. Here is how this workout will help you lose weight. Here is how this workout will help you gain strength, okay? Tuesday is for teaching. So Monday, motivation, Tuesday, teaching. In this edition of your media, you're going to teach something. It could be the importance of meal prep. It could be, you know, what are heart rate zones? It could be how to do a squat. You can do this on video. You can do it on a blog with pictures if you want to. Whatever you want, you're going to teach something. If all else fails, stand in front of a class, have one person in your class hold up a phone and record your lesson at the whiteboard. Okay, teach something. Even if you have to use something that somebody else has written, like quote them on it. You know, if there's something that I've written, you can quote me on it. Just put it right on your blog. That's fine. Wednesday is for who? Who is coming to your gym? It's for telling client stories. And all you have to do here, you don't have to do like the big custom profile. All you have to do is talk to one client. Why do you come to the gym? Tell us all about you. Tell us your story. Forget about, you know, the science of social proof and all that stuff. Just brag about your clients because nobody else in their life will. Tell their story. So Wednesday is for who? And I'll tell you something. One more thing here. If If you cannot get an interview with somebody, that's okay. If all you do is write about how much you respect, admire, love this person, that's still amazing content. Usually we only do this when somebody dies and we brag about them in their eulogy, right? What would you write as this person's eulogy if they passed away, heaven forbid? Just write that. Or say it, or video yourself talking about it. I'm so proud of this person, here's why, okay? If you're giving away personal details, like they've lost 30 pounds of weight, you might want to check with them first before you publish it broadly, but send it to them anyway. Even if they're the only person who sees it, it is worth doing this. And double hint, you can do this with your staff too, okay? So Wednesday is for who? Thursday is for thank up. Not just thank you, I'm grateful for you, but thank up. So you want to publish something that's like a gratitude post. Hey, thank you to the 6:30 a.m. class for such an amazing workout this morning. I did not have the motivation. I was feeling tired. But when I got into the class with you guys, you know, hey, thank you to the 7 p.m. class. Man, I love it. Everybody showed up on time. We were ready to go. And everybody was paying attention and we got right to work and everybody hit PRs. So you're reinforcing maybe the behavior that you want your class to see instead of like reprimanding people for not paying attention or posting stupid memes about people who don't pay attention, right, to other gym owners. Thank you is your gratitude post. And this takes a little bit of practice, but you're doing Bright Spots Fridays already in the Two Brain group. And so you know what these are all about. Just post something that you're thankful for or a person that you're thankful for, and you know, share that as your gratitude post. You can use this to reinforce good behavior. You can use this to create new connections with other people. Like, oh, I am so thankful for Mary. She's working really hard. She's overwhelmed at work. Her accounting firm is just swamped right now. I am so thankful for the extra effort that she's putting in right now. I am so thankful for Dave who built our plyo boxes, okay? In fact, if you want to see my best example, you can just Google Catalyst Fitness Thanks Dave and you'll see my best ever Thankful Thursday post. And then Friday is Bright Spots Friday. So you already know this one. What you want to do is you want to start Bright Spots Friday in your Facebook group. And when somebody has a tremendous bright spot, you contact them personally. You said, I am so thankful for you. I really want to brag you up. Can I share your post publicly? And if they say, yeah, but keep it anonymous, then you just copy their text and you publish that. That's fine. Now, of course, what they're talking about is like the results that they've made in your program. Okay. That's totally cool. It's still a bright spot, right? And you're sharing stories of social success. You're sharing social proof. But really what you're doing is you are bragging about that person instead of just sharing like a testimonial. If the person says, I don't want you to share this publicly, it's private to me, I would still share it with my coaches. Or if you have a sales team, it's really important to share this stuff internally because your coaches need to see the value of what they're bringing, right? They need to see reinforcement of the mission. So when you get to the tinker level, I've said in the past that 25% of your media should be internal focused. If you're publishing a lot of media especially, your internal team won't see it all. And if they're only coaching at 7 p.m. on Thursdays, they won't see the success stories from everybody else. And if they're not active on Facebook, they'll miss Bright Spots Friday. And if they're, you know, not reading your blog or your emails, then they're probably missing the upcoming events at the gym, whatever. But you want to make sure that they see it. And so what I recommend is, you know, a short weekly summary to all of your team. Maybe that's a short, like, internal private podcast. Maybe that's a short email love letter just to your team. Maybe that's like a private Facebook group where you share these wins every day. Okay, so here's the content template. Here's the model I want you to follow. Motivation Mondays, why should they come to the gym this week? You can give a preview if you want to. Teaching Tuesdays, establish your authority, teach me something to help. Who Wednesdays, tell a client story. Thankful Thursdays, thank up Thursdays, where you can make connections for people. You can brag about how thankful you are. You can brag about your staff if you want to. And Bright Spots Fridays. If you follow that every week, you will establish a base of content that compounds over time, and you'll more importantly get into the habit of publishing every day. look, it's more important that you publish every day than that you're publishing great content. Your new content will bury the old stuff. If you're getting a bad, something bad said about you, the only way to get rid of that is to bury it in your own content. One, phrase that's in my head every single day is that the winners write the history books. And if you want people to understand what you're doing, if you want them to see your perspective, you have to tell them. I can't say again, just how important this is. The people who get a lot of trust and a lot of customers are not necessarily the best coaches. They might even be wrong more often than you are. You're probably doing a better job with your business than they are doing, but if they are publishing more than you, nobody will know it. The winners write the history books. I hope this helps you. Let me know if it did.